before our love got lost, you said, I am as constant as a northern star. And I said, constantly in the darkness, where's that at? If you want me, I'll be in the bar, on the back of a cartoon coaster, in the blue TV screen light. I drew a map of Canada, oh Canada, with your face sketched on it twice. I would still be on my feet. I am a lonely painter. I live in a box of paint. I'm drawn to those ones that ain't afraid. I remember that time you told me, you said, love is touching souls. Surely you touch my anchor, part of you pours out of me.
Perfect mood. I am Marie Moon, and you are probably listening on WMFO Medford 91.5. Let me explain myself. As we continue through our freewheeling summer here on Thunder Perfect, I found inspiration in a very obvious place. My plan had been to do a month or two or three of deep dives. The first one was autobiographical for fans of early 2000s indie and electroclash and of High Fidelity. But I thought, I was hopeful that I would be doing different genres and artists and time periods that I had always meant to dig into a little bit more. And I knew I would be doing an episode on Prince because he is unequivocally my favorite pop artist of all time. So I started to prepare for my Big Prince episode. I couldn't wait any longer after a single episode. And I realized I needed so much more than a single hour to do even a shallow wade into the purple waters of mystery. And so, I declare this the Summer of Prince. Here on Thunder Perfect Mood, I'm very excited about it. And I hope you will come with me on this journey. Tonight's episode, we will be focusing on Prince's protégés. For Prince is such a bright, shining star that you can't look at him directly. You have to use those glasses with like a little slit through them. And I don't have those, so I'm looking at all the people who were around him. Members of the Revolution, of New Power Generation, people he took under his wing as his protégés. I say people, I mean women. We're going to be listening to some radio cuts and some deeper cuts. And hearing some stories. I hope you enjoy.
Prince was a huge Joni Mitchell fan. She has a story about seeing him as, in her words, a little princeling at her shows, back when he was in high school and she would play Minneapolis. He would write her fan mail using drawn I's for letter I's and single letter U's for Y-O-U, and those letters being thrown out because the manager thought they were from, and I quote, the lunatic fringe. In a 1985 Rolling Stone interview, Prince called Joni Mitchell's The Hissing of Summer Lawns from 1975 the last album I loved all the way through. We just listened to his favorite song from that album, A Case of You, which he also covered later. Joni Mitchell had an amazing thing to say about this song and where it came from. She said, "I think men write very dishonestly about breakups. If there was friction between me and another person, I wanted to be able to see my participation in it, so I could see what could be changed and what could not. That is part of the pursuit of happiness. You have to pull the weeds in your soul when you are young, when they're sprouting, otherwise they will choke you." This Prince deep dive is going to gloss over what I consider to be common knowledge. But just from a very Cliff's Notes level, Prince grew up in Minneapolis in a broken home to two musicians. His parents divorced when he was 7, and his father was physically abusive towards him. He was wired for music since he was a tiny child. In high school, he left his abusive home and moved in with his best friend since 7th grade, Andre Anderson, who later performed solo and with Prince as Andre Simone. Prince and Andre bonded over music and started their first band called Grand Central when they were 13. As soon as he finished school, he started shopping around a demo tape he had recorded with a young Minneapolis producer named Chris Moon at Moon Sound, who recognized Prince's talent and was hugely formative for him in many ways. Besides talking Prince out of calling himself Mr. Nelson and leaning on his real first name, Prince, he also has this incredible story where he goes to record Prince's voice for the first time and nothing is showing up on the needles, and he goes in and switches all the equipment out. He assumes something is broken. Still nothing is showing up. Here's Chris Moon.
So then I go in while he's singing, and I hear him standing next to the mic singing, you could hardly hear the sound coming out of his mouth.
And he goes on to talk about how he actually had Prince lay down in the studio with the lights darkened on a pillow under a blanket and had him just hum at first and coaxed his voice out of him. Here's a song that was on that demo that went on to be Prince's first album, For You. Lyrics by Chris Moon, music by Prince.
Hi.
just love me to death. Ooh, yeah, baby, hear me without breath. Ooh, babe. Ooh, yeah. Hey, love is a lie we're you're just as wet as the evening rain. Hey, remember when you call my name. Your love is driving me, you're driving me insane.
Jerk Out number 3 by The Time, whose antics you may remember from the film Purple Rain. The Time was started by Prince's close friend Morris Day, and Jerk Out was the group's highest charting track of their existence. It reached number one on US R&B and number nine on US pop. The Time and Prince and the Revolution were both the best of friends and nemeses, but in that true sense of the word nemesis, in the way that they challenged each other and they made each other better. But it does seem like it did have to be on Prince's terms. For instance, Prince loves a good stunt. He loves a good prank. And while on the 1981 controversy tour, The Time and The Revolution got into a really epic food fight. It started at the Stanley Theater in Pittsburgh and lasted over several days to the end of the tour. And it was all fun and all games, and everyone remembers it fondly, except for Morris Day, because he got billed by it by Prince. Prince served Morris Day with a bill for all damages caused. Here's Morris Day on David Letterman in 1984.
You know, will you work with Prince again?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not against it, but I don't think so.
Yeah. Is there friction between the two of you? I sense that there's...
You're sensing this.
Yeah. Is there is there a problem?
No, there's not a problem at all. It's just that I had to move away from that side of town and go to my own side of town where I could also be number one.
Purple Rain has a lot of fiction woven in with the autobiography. But there's another very recognizable protege of Prince featured in the movie, Apollonia Cotero, playing with Apollonia 6. No relation to Vanity 6. Okay, some. So that wasn't Apollonia singing, but I just really like that song. If you want to hear Apollonia sing, watch Purple Rain. That was Blue Limousine by Apollonia Six, a three-piece of women fronted by Apollonia with Susan Moonzy and Brenda Bennett, who is the singer of that song, as the backing band. Susan and Brenda were coincidentally also the two backing members of Vanity Six. Vanity was the leader of Vanity Six, which was also a three-piece. Denise Matthews was a Canadian model and aspiring actress and Miss Niagara Hospitality in 1977, before she met Prince. Prince gave her the name Vanity. He changed her name. He decided her name was Vanity because he thought that looking at her was like looking in the mirror. And he's really right if you ever look at a picture of the two of them. Vanity was all set and reading to be in Purple Rain when she and Prince broke up. So Prince had a casting call and he found Apollonia. But before Apollonia, there was Vanity. And there was still Vanity after Apollonia.
That's right, pleased to meet you. I still won't tell you my name. Don't you believe in mystery? Don't you want to play my game? I'm looking for a man to love me like I've never been loved before. I'm looking for a man that'll do it anywhere, even on a limousine war. Cause tonight, I'm living in a fantasy, my own little nasty world.
Nasty Girl, the first single from Nasty Girl by Vanity Six. It's also the only charting track off that album, but it is an amazing album that you should check out. Vanity Six was kind of the first actual protege project of Prince's, where he would kind of select some people who were kind of interested in being stars and write a bunch of music for them and have them perform. But before that, he had a group that eventually evolved into Vanity Six called The Hookers, which consisted of his personal assistant, Jamie Shoup, and Susan Moonzy and her sister, Laureen. They recorded 9 songs with names like Mink Kitty Cat, I Need a Man and a Gym Class, and Pizza. And when Prince met Denise, he originally wanted her to join The Hookers and to name her Vagina. But she said, no thank you. And so Vanity and Vanity Six were born. But I'm a little sad I'll never get to listen to a song called Pizza by Prince.
You are listening to A Thunder Perfect Mood here on WMFO Medford. We are doing a deep dive into Prince's proteges and friends.
Got a woman living in L.A. Don't ask me why she lives so far away. I met her at a concert and she said, hey, Andre Simone, won't you flash some love in my way? I'm alone without you, yeah.
This is the life. Everyone has to be somewhere. I'm here. Just in a dream. The pressure of dreams is the key.
This is the Life by Wendy and Lisa. That track was included in the soundtrack to Dangerous Minds. Before that was Kelly's Eyes by Andre Simone, also known as Andre Anderson. So what do we talk about when we talk about Wendy and Lisa? Wendy Melvoin and Lisa Coleman were members of the Revolution. Prince met Wendy when he was dating her twin sister, Susan. And Wendy was dating Lisa. They were actually partners for several decades, but it wasn't really out in the open. They were both huge collaborators in writing with Prince, which is not something he does easily. I think Prince is very competitive, and Prince loves control. I don't think these are controversial things to say about Prince. And I think the fact that he was able to take input and to work and collaborate with Wendy and Lisa made his sound so much more interesting and lush and stretched during those years with the Revolution. Here's Wendy and Lisa on British television in 1989 with a very clueless host.
Is that a track written by yourselves?
That song was co-written with a friend of ours, Jesse Johnson.
It is, and forgive me for saying it, but it is very Prince, but then I suppose when you've worked with someone as long as you did, you're bound to learn or get close to something, aren't you?
He sounds like us.
Yeah, that's probably a better
word. Well, you know, swap and barter and trade and learn and teach steal and give.
And even exchange.
Sheila Escovedo was born in Oakland, California, to a musical family. She first performed on stage with her dad when she was 5 years old. She learned to play the congas left-handed because she mirrored her dad's moves. She was an insanely talented percussionist and musician and songwriter. Prince and Andre met her at a show she played in 1977, and they went backstage and told her they were fighting over who would be the first to be her husband. They became friends. They became more than friends. They worked together. She opened for him during the Purple Rain tour in 1984, and in the same year, she released her album, The Glamorous Life, which she collaborated with Prince on heavily.
Goes. don't forget to say your prayers at night. Remember God, He made you, and one day He'll make everything all right. Don't cross on a yellow, you always gotta wait for a green light. Remember God, He made you, and one day He'll make everything all right. To go now, don't worry, you'll be just fine. When it comes to good luck, I know you'll always be first in line. Nobody will ever love you as much as I do, as much as I do. Remember God, He made you, and one day He'll make everything all right. Don't cross on a yellow, always got to wait for a green light. Remember God, He made you, and one day He'll make everything all now. I got my future all planned out. But Mama'll be back. Now listen, don't talk to strangers. Don't forget to say your prayers at night. Remember God, He made you. And one day He'll make everything all right.
We just heard Chaka Khan sing Don't Talk to Strangers, and before that was Sheila E. singing The Bell of St. Mark's, which was off that Glamorous Life album. So glamorous. I learned about Don't Talk to Strangers from an excellent podcast that I love called You Must Remember This. They recently did a series on Polly Platt, who was the producer for the James L. Brooks train wreck of a movie, I think that's fair to say, I'll Do Anything. I'll Do Anything was made to be a musical, but a musical starring actors cast for their acting ability and not for their singing or dancing ability, with incredible music composed for it by Sinead O'Connor and Prince. Prince composed almost an entire soundtrack for it. But the sad story goes that the movie was completed, it went to tests, audiences walked out and laughed and booed. It was recut together to be not a musical, and I haven't seen it, but apparently a very thoroughly mediocre movie. But many of the songs live on, such as Don't Talk to Strangers, which Prince later released on the soundtrack to the movie Girl 6. And now I want to talk about Eric Leeds, whose solo track Night Owl you just listened to in the background. Pittsburgh's own Eric Leeds. Really, he was born in Milwaukee, but he spent his teen years and college years in Pittsburgh. His brother became the tour manager for Prince in the early 80s, and through an introduction and some insane talent on Eric's part, he started playing tenor sax and later some other instruments for the family and then the Revolution. He also introduced Prince to some deeper parts of jazz, deep, dank areas of jazz that I fear to go to myself. But because of this, he and Prince produced a side project called Madhouse. It does not sound like any other jazz album I've ever heard. It does not sound like any other Prince album I've ever heard. I present to you Six by Madhouse. Sheena Easton singing Sugar Walls, written by Prince under the pseudonym Alexander Nevermind. So Sheena Easton, I think, is kind of an interesting protege because she was already a successful singer in her own right before Prince kind of swept in, I guess, and wanted to date slash write music for her. Sugar Walls has the distinction of being the only music video to be banned because of lyrics rather than imagery. and it actually was part of the Filthy 15, named by Tipper Gore. Well done, Alexander Nevermind, and Sheena. There's also just a beautiful story of Prince taking Sheena Easton out on their first date and refusing to talk to her and insisting they only communicate through their eyes. When the date was over, Sheena went home, and Prince asked his limo driver to go get him some Haagen-Dazs rum raisin. I have one last, I won't call her a protege, I'll call her a mentee, to play from tonight. Janelle Monáe, whose work I love, and who was very good friends with Prince. And when she was making her album, Dirty Computer, she would go back and forth with Prince, and kind of the way she described it is that he blessed the sound. He gave highly specific music and equipment recommendations from the era they were drawing on, including Gary Numan, whom he loved. How great is that? There are rumors that he co-wrote the single Make Me Feel, but Monáe says Prince did not write that song, and it was very difficult to write the album without him.
Baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. All of the feelings that I got for ya can't be explained, but I can try for ya. Yeah, baby, don't make me spell it out for ya. You keep on asking me the same questions. Why? And second guessing all my intentions. Should know by the way I use my compression that you got the answers to my confessions. It's like I'm powerful with a little bit of tender and emotional sexual bender. Mess me up, yeah, but no one does it better. There's nothing better. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way.
So fucking real. Uh-huh. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You know I love you, so please don't stop it.
You got me right here in your jean pocket.
Right now.
Laying your body on the shag carpet. Oh, you know I love you, so please don't stop it. It's like I'm just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
So good, so fucking real. Uh-huh. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel. That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
So fucking good.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
That's just the way you make me feel.
You make me feel.
So good, so good,
so good.
Thank you for listening to the Thunder Perfect Mood here on WMFO Medford 91.5. I remain Marie Moon. If you would like to reach out, I am available on twitter.com as Marie Moon WMFO. You can listen to old shows on thunderperfectmood.com. This was our first deep dive into Prince for this summer on the protégés, the mentees, and the friends and the collaborators. Next week, I will be rerunning an episode, but I will be back on the 24th with a new Prince deep dive, and I hope you will join me. Good night.
Your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.